What happened this week in Indiana's COVID-19 response? Indiana Public Broadcasting's Lauren Chapman reports, Governor Eric Holcomb announced a stay-at-home order, the state's primary got pushed back, and manufacturers are pivoting to make health equipment.
Governor Eric Holcomb announced the state would follow a stay-at-home order, which went into effect Wednesday. Non-essential businesses have been ordered to close, though there are a number designated as essential. There are tens of thousands of Hoosiers out of work as of Wednesday. Last week, more than 62,000 filed for unemployment, compared to 3,200 the week before. The Department of Correction and businesses have partnered with the state to provide much-needed protective equipment in response to the virus. And the Indiana National Guard is helping distribute those supplies to hospitals in need. And Indiana's primary will be delayed until June 2nd. The Indiana Election Commission met virtually to approve the change from the governor, which includes scaling back restrictions on vote by mail. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lauren Chapman.
As of Friday morning, 24 people had died from COVID-19. There are 981 confirmed cases, and more than 7,000 Hoosiers have been tested.